Welcome to the Movement Link podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Aitken. I'm an exercise physiologist and sports nutritionist with over 15 years experience, and movement is my cup of tea. Now, we know there is a strong link between how much we move and what we choose to fuel our bodies with when it comes to health and performance. So I hope this podcast will leave you with a few takeaways that allows you to move, perform, and feel your best. So put your earbuds in, get moving, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Movement Link podcast. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to use the scales. And I know this seems like such a trivial topic because, you know, all you need to do is really just stand on them, right? But I do think if we are looking to capture and monitor and use that information and the number that we see on the scales, that we are taking it in a way that is going to be most accurate, particularly if we want to be comparing our weight from day to day and week to week and month to month. Now, for some people, this episode is not going to be relevant. And I think scales are quite a divisive topic on social media. And I find that there can be so much emotion sometimes attached to that. And I think sometimes that can also get in the way of being able to have an evidence-informed discussion about the scales. Now, absolutely, some people do find that seeing their weight and jumping on the scales can be quite triggering, and they know that seeing that number can dramatically impact their mental health. So if that is you, please do not listen to this episode. This episode, if that is you, is not for you. And I do actually work with several clients who don't get on the scale. They don't know their weight. I don't know their weight. And we have agreed, or they may have decided before we even started working together, that measuring their weight and stepping on the scales is not a great idea for them. And that's completely okay because I wholeheartedly support that. And that is because the scales, we need to remember, are only one measure of progress. And to be honest, like beyond your mass, they actually don't tell us that much at all. So as I said, if that is you and you know the scales are not good for you, then please don't listen to this episode. You can if you want to, but please know that I'm not encouraging you to step on the scales and I'm not suggesting that you start weighing yourself. Now, for those of you that don't have that type of relationship with the scales and you find that seeing the number on the scales doesn't negatively impact your mood or your emotions or how and what you then choose to eat for the rest of the day, and you want to use the scales as part of a body composition goal, then I think it's really important that we know how to use the scales properly. And as I said, I know that sounds kind of silly, but it's important that you're using them in a way to ensure you're getting the most accurate data, because, you know, jumping on and off those scales multiple times a day is not in your best interests. So there are definitely some key things that we want to get right when using the scales to make sure that the data that you're getting from that scale is actually helpful. And I'm going to go through what those things are. So the first and most important thing to know is that you should get up, go to the bathroom and get on the scales. And this should be the only time you ever get on the scales. So don't drink a glass of water. Don't wait until you've had your morning coffee. Don't weigh yourself after your morning walk. And don't wait until you have ripped through a solid leg workout before getting on the scales. So this is because the second that we add food or fluid or training or exercise or even simply being awake and up and about for an extended period of time, all of those things are going to influence the number that we see on the scale. And it just gets way too messy trying to work out, you know, how much any of those factors have actually influenced the number that you're seeing on the scales. So, as your weight can be impacted, as I said, by all of those variables, if you do any of those things before you get on the scales, it just doesn't give you, you know, a helpful bit of information. So it really, I think, it, you know, it does not matter what you weigh at any other time of the day, because we can't compare that number with anything else. So unless you're weighing yourself as soon as you roll out of bed, The number on the scale is essentially redundant. And I say that in the nicest way possible. But I think that's because I see so many people get caught up in what they weigh after breakfast, or what they weigh after their 10K run, or what they weigh after a HIIT session, or what they weigh just before they go to bed when they've eaten three meals and two snacks and drunk 3.5 liters of water that day. And it's not a fun place to be in, and like, nor should it ever actually happen. So you do not need to know what you weigh before you go to bed, because that number is never going to be helpful. So please, if you have been weighing yourself at any other time of day, I would stop doing this. And if you are weighing yourself multiple times a day, that's actually not a great sign. So I'd also stop doing that. And if you are struggling to stop weighing yourself multiple times a day, I would chat to somebody. So please reach out to someone like your GP, physician, or a dietitian. So when you jump on the scales, morning fasted weight. So literally roll yourself out of bed, go to the bathroom, and then jump on the scales and take that weight before you do anything else of a morning. So that is the first most important thing to remember when you look to take your weight. Now, the next most important thing is how often we should be getting on the scales. And this is a question I get a lot. And you may have heard a few different responses here. So we've determined already that we don't want to be getting on the scales more than once per day. So I think beyond that, you probably have two useful frequencies here for jumping on the scales. So your first option is to weigh yourself most days. And it doesn't need to be every day. It can if you don't find that triggering. But if you're going to weigh yourself most days, then I'd say it probably needs to be at least 4 days per week. And I'll explain why that is in a moment. So that's your first option, weigh yourself most days. Or the second option here is to weigh yourself like once every 3 to 4 weeks. And the reason is when you're tracking your weight most days, you are going to notice that there's a fluctuation. Even if you're dieting, your weight isn't going to trend down in a linear fashion every day. It might go up, it might go down, some days it might stay the same, and that is so natural and so normal for your weight to fluctuate. I've had clients' weights fluctuate sometimes 1 to 2 kilos overnight. Now that might be an extreme and an anomaly, but it's also completely normal in certain situations. And that's not body fat. It's not physically or biologically possible to put on 1 or 2 kilos of fat overnight. So we know that it's not that. But if you are weighing yourself every day, you will see that occasional spike in body weight. And the next day or within the next few days, you will probably then also see that weight come back down to where it normally sits. And you'll kind of see it average out. And that is what it comes down to. If you are weighing yourself quite regularly, as in at least 4 days per week, or daily if you want to, then you can actually get a really decent average and a clear idea of what your weight trends are doing over time. And if you're doing this, you'll start to notice common things that are causing the number on the scale to temporarily increase or decrease and spike up. So you might notice, for example, after the weekend where you have eaten a bit more, maybe you had a large meal out, or the meal that you ate out was quite high in sodium, so much higher in salt than normal. Maybe you had a few drinks, maybe you had a day where your food volume was larger than usual. So if you do any of those things, you may notice that on Monday, your weight is actually a little bit heavier. But if you return to your normal routine on Monday and you continue to weigh yourself daily, then you will probably see by, Tuesday or Wednesday that all of that additional scale weight has gone and your weight has balanced back out to its normal range or its normal number. So this is a situation where weighing yourself daily or weighing yourself regularly during the week can be really helpful, as it will allow you to identify and pick up on trends, and you will learn what causes your weight to fluctuate. And this is also, I think, another important point here. This is also where I encourage everyone I work with that has chosen to weigh themselves, because we don't have to weigh ourselves. So anyone that I work with that has chosen to weigh themselves, to view the number that they see on the scale with curiosity, rather than to to see it with criticism. Because if the number on the scale has suddenly increased or decreased or deviated away from that person's normal range, then it is so helpful to simply step back and ask yourself why that is. So did you, you know, eat more than usual yesterday? Was your food volume up? Did you eat a big Asian dish, for example, that was super high in sodium? So if so, maybe you're retaining more fluid. Did you eat less than normal yesterday because you were so caught up at work? Did you train yesterday? Did you not train yesterday? And for the women out there, are you in the days leading up to the start of your cycle? So they're all really helpful questions to ask yourself if you see or notice a fluctuation in your normal scale weight. So rather than immediately assuming that you have gained fat or lost fat, because we know that we can't do either of those things overnight, ask yourself with curiosity and be curious in your assessment of that number rather than jump to, you know, negative conclusions. So I think by weighing yourself daily, you'll obviously start to notice how all of those things can influence your weight. And doing this will also help you to not flip out, right? And base months of progress on what you see on the scales on one day. So I think that is also why we need to be cautious with weekly weigh-ins, because if we're only weighing ourselves once per week, then they're simply not frequent enough for you to learn and observe the natural fluctuations of your body. All a weekly weigh-in is good at doing, I think, is giving you a very small piece of the puzzle. And sometimes that piece of the puzzle, depending upon how you view it, can be quite a good way to derail you. So if you are doing weekly weigh-ins where you're weighing yourself once per week, this is where we want to look at your trends in weight over a longer period of time. So if you must weigh yourself once per week, we want to be looking at trends over, say, 4 to 6 weeks to get an idea of whether or not your weight is trending up or trending down over that time, depending on your goal. So my suggestion here, rather than potentially weighing yourself once per week, and if you're not wanting to weigh yourself multiple days per week, is to weigh yourself every 3 to 4 weeks or so. So if you are someone who generally doesn't find the number on the scales triggering, but you would prefer not to weigh yourself every day, then weighing yourself every 3 to 4 weeks and using other measures in between to help track your progress, such as waist and hip measurements, photos, how well your clothes are fitting, they're all fantastic ways to, I guess, keep tabs on your progress without being reliant upon the number on that you are seeing on the scales. And I think weighing yourself every 3 to 4 weeks is pretty good in that situation, because although, yes, you are only capturing one data point, and yes, there are still going to be fluctuations going on, weighing yourself every 3 to 4 weeks is also going to have allowed enough time for the change in your scale weight to actually be big enough to sit outside of those daily fluctuations. And I'll give you a quick example here as to how a monthly weigh-in can work. So let's use fat loss as an example, as most people seem to have the goal of losing fat or decreasing their body fat. So let's say that you have waited 4 weeks to jump on a set of scales, and in that time, you have seen today that you are now down at 2 kilos in that 4 weeks. Even if you had weighed in on a day when you're a little bit heavier than normal, the magnitude of the weight that you have lost in those 4 weeks is going to be big enough that it won't have been washed out by those sort of daily or weekly fluctuations. So your progress here over those 4 weeks is still going to be obvious. Whereas in a week, you're not really going to be losing, or you shouldn't be losing 2 kilos, right? You might have lost maybe 0.5 kilo of body fat, but if you happen to jump on the scales a week later, and on that one day of the week where you're a bit heavier, you're not actually going to notice that loss. And you shouldn't do this, but if you do, you will feel like you failed that week, right? Because you've seen no change. However, if you stack a few weeks on top of each other, and you step back and you weigh yourself 4 weeks later, then the difference that we see is likely going to be larger. So it's going to be a much more positive way to be tracking your weight. So I guess to summarize there, you generally have two options. You can choose to weigh yourself most days, or the other option there is to weigh yourself once every 3 to 4 weeks. Now, if you insist or if you must weigh yourself once per week, then what I would suggest here is to be prepared to sit tight and to actually be patient enough to look at your average trend every 4 weeks or so. So if you must take your weight every week, do that, record that, but don't base your progress on the number that you see from 1 week to the next. Actually give it a good 4 weeks to really wash through. So yes, weigh yourself most days or weigh yourself once every 3 to 4 weeks. Or the other option is obviously to not weigh yourself at all. And as I said, that is completely valid and that is perfectly fine. And there are plenty of other ways to track progress. And for anyone that I'm working with, we're also looking at utilizing some of those other ways to track progress, because as we said, we know there are going to be fluctuations in our scale weight. So relying upon the scale alone, I don't necessarily think is a positive thing. We want to be looking at backing up that scale weight with things like measurements, maybe waist and hip measurements, photos, and knowing whether or not your clothes are starting to fit better, because all of those tools combined are a really great way to track and assess fat loss. So please do not feel you must use the scale if your goal is fat loss, because there are those other factors that we can rely upon as well. So guys, there you have it. Hopefully you found that episode helpful. And if you have been weighing yourself at any other time of day, other than first thing of morning when you have bounced out of bed and gone to the bathroom, then let's stop getting on the scales at lunchtime. Let's stop getting on the scales before you go to bed. And let's at most keep it to once a day, first thing of a morning. So have a wonderful rest of the week. If you found that episode helpful, I would love if you can share it to your Instagram story. You can tag me at @Gemily_XFiz. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to send me a DM or you can drop me an email. And my email is themovementlink@gmail.com. So guys, have a great rest of the week or weekend. As always, put your earbuds in, keep moving, and I'll be back with another episode soon. We'll be right back.